This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I, that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Tuesday, December the 3rd of 2024, day 338th of the year. And only 28 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends in Radio Big, no doubt about that. So how have you been? You know, it's been a hot minute, you know, 24 hours, not like the last time where it was over a week, so that's for sure. So everything's going good on this side. If you are new here, let's talk real quick. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of what it's about. We talk about the things that are going on in pretty much real time. We bring in some professional newscasters, and they tell you in real time, what's going on. And then we kind of just go all over the place and whatever we can find and talk about and discuss. That's for sure. If you want to interact with the show, it's all good. Callinradio.com. We'll give you that luxury of interacting with our show. Video, audio, and text messaging is what's readily available once you get there. So just for information purposes. So keep that in mind as once you get there. And then that's it. I mean, you don't have to go to our social media pages. That's an option, but I just don't look at them in real time as I am there on the website. So keep that in mind as you go through those different platforms, even though everything draws into one. But that's a whole other story to talk about. And by the way, I mean, what's up with the blue sky thing? I mean, do I need to get there? Because everybody keeps on talking about it like, hey, you're missing out. So I don't know. A lot of stuff. So anyway, so let's do this real quick. Let's start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because I feel, therefore I am, that people are going to want to know about this stuff. So let's talk about what was trending. I mean, why wouldn't we? I mean, I don't know. Let's just do that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at what's on the tap for today. An update from Ukraine's front lines and another word of the year hits, you know, the marqueta of the things. Also, another Diddy lawsuit. Britney Spears is officially single. Moana 2 sets a box office record. and a beta pregnancy. We'll discuss that in casting call. Also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will remain in the U.S. for the holidays. Happy holidays. So there you go. I don't know if that was breaking news, but it did sound like it might be something important. So just in case you don't know, our show is a radio show that is also a part of a podcast and a streaming show. And I'm talking about the video aspect, not anything else. So you can find us on safetyfm.com. You can find us on radiobig.fm, also on iHeartRadio, all of the Odyssey stuff. What else? Different podcast catchers, because that's what we do. And the reason why you can find us there, if you're kind of have one of those cool kid ones, there are the live podcatchers now that as we are doing this in real time, it will start actually streaming to the podcast catcher, depending if you have the fancy dancies ones. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know. I try to keep up with what the hell's going on, but man, it's an interesting life when it's all said and done. You know, technology's great until it fails you. So yeah, let's talk about the failure thing real quick. When technology fails you, apparently when we did our little stuff yesterday, we didn't check our streamer. So you heard us perfectly on the radio. You heard us on the podcast. And I mean, I guess it was 100% my issue that I did not verify that the stream was going on. So, yeah, if you kind of didn't see us on the video yesterday, I was the one to blame right there. Me. 100% my fault because I thought we had set everything up, but nope, I failed. So there you go. Anyways, who cares about that? Today we're in a different day, so let's move forward with that. So with that being said, let's talk about what the hell's going on with the news. I'm going to bring in the professionals with Feature Story News, and they're going to talk about what the hell's going on.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Vietnamese property tycoon Trong Mai Lan has lost an appeal against her death sentence. She was convicted earlier this year of masterminding the world's biggest known bank fraud worth billions of dollars. Vietnamese law says she would need to pay back 75% of what she embezzled to see her death sentence reduced to life imprisonment. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain doesn't have to choose between the European Union and United States. The Prime Minister's delivered a major foreign policy speech to push back against claims the UK will need to pick sides if Donald Trump's administration begins a trade war.
The national interest demands that we work with both. Our relationship with the United States has been the cornerstone of our security and our prosperity for over a century. And we will never turn away from that.
Keir Starmer praised his own relationship with President-elect Donald Trump, and he also insisted the UK will continue to support Ukraine so it can be in the best position possible if there are peace talks with Moscow. A judge in the US state of Delaware has reaffirmed her decision to rescind Elon Musk's stock option compensation package from his company Tesla. Judge Kathleen McCormick ruled the deal was tainted by insufficient transparency and the high-profile CEO's influence over the board. Ira Spitzer reports.
The judge's latest ruling criticized Tesla for providing material misstatements to shareholders and dismissed arguments from Elon Musk's lawyers as unsupported by precedent. The controversial pay package, tied to ambitious performance milestones, was initially approved in 2018. At that time, the stock options were worth more than $50 billion, but are now worth more than $100 billion due to the electric vehicle maker's market performance. The decision leaves Tesla grappling with how to compensate the world's richest man and ally of President-elect Donald Trump while still managing shareholder costs.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan is now facing charges related to murder in addition to the over 100 corruption cases he's fighting from jail. Khan has now been linked to the death of a paramilitary officer who was killed during last week's protests, where tens of thousands of supporters of the former prime minister clashed with security teams. Hira Mustafa reports from Islamabad.
Authorities allege that Khan and his party's leadership incited their supporters to target security teams and vandalize government buildings last week. They claim an overspeeding vehicle targeted security teams during the protests with an intention to kill the soldiers. With this new case, the former prime minister becomes only the second in Pakistan's history to be charged with murder. In 1974, former prime minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was implicated in a murder case and later hanged to death. Imran Khan's party says the latest case is an attack on Pakistan's democratic identity.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail at the extraordinary events of the last few days in Syria. The city Aleppo, captured in a surprise assault by opposition fighters battling on behalf of the jihadist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. They oppose Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the Russians, who launched retaliatory airstrikes against them. Russia has been responsible for propping up the Syrian leader and keeping him in power despite his murderous civil war against his own people. Roland Oliphant with the UK's Daily Telegraph has reported from Syria on many occasions.
It's really a bit of a mystery. I mean, I think something like this, which happened so quickly on Wednesday, took the world by surprise, took Syria watchers by surprise, doesn't happen without a lot of planning. And I think we're still a little bit unclear about who was behind that planning and why they decided to go now. But what's clear is that the rebel groups are taking advantage of the weakness amongst Assad's allies. So he's basically exposed at the moment.
HDS fighters already control the city of Idlib. They have an estimated 30,000 troops at their disposal. The US has designated the group a terrorist organization. Human rights groups claim it has been responsible for jihadist violence, including executions of people accused of blasphemy and adultery. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Vietnamese property tycoon Trong Mai Lan's lost an appeal against her death sentence. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain doesn't have to choose between the EU and the US. A judge in the US state of Delaware has reaffirmed her decision to rescind Elon Musk's compensation package from Tesla. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan now faces murder charges in addition to the corruption cases he's fighting from jail. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN. These days it can be hard to find and hire the right candidates for your small business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. I have to tell you, even before they ever became a sponsor here on Safety FM, we have used LinkedIn Jobs to help find the people that we have here on Safety FM. It's an easy service to use. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified candidates. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you. Oh, yes. Don't forget to mention that I was the one that sent you there, because that's always going to be an important thing. No, not really. That's not an important thing. But it's something to talk about. That is for sure. Currently 19 minutes past the top of the hour. Apparently, you know, you press the wrong button once and everything goes haywire. That's for sure. But let's get into the shit list, because that is why you are here. So some internet prankster who got their hands on Enron.com website domain and its X handle relaunched the company on Monday, 23 years after it declared bankruptcy. To the casual eye, Enron.com looks legitimate, but the website copy offers a little more than trite platitudes. Yeah, when I say that, as does a promotional video shock full of stock video footage and meaningless voiceovers with the word gems like change is the only constant underneath there's a video of a woman in a tutu doing a ballet that they're doing on the website, so you can take a look at it. But its terms of use of the page are clear. The information on the website of the First Amendment protected by parody and represents the performance art, and it's for entertainment purposes only. So spectacular performance indeed. So just so you know. So I don't know. And so by the way, for the 30 rock nerds, the Enron spoof ad is awfully close and babblingly meaningless as the Gavin Vulture's Sunstream watch. So there you go. So I mean, I don't know. Is it kind of fun? I guess, but you know, people are people. It's going to be an interesting time when you see it. But I guess that this is no different than the whole thing going on with the Onion and safety wars, not safety wars, info wars. You see, Jim Polzel has me messed up in my head in regards to safety wars and info wars. But it'll be interesting, no doubt there, in regards to what's going on. So let's make sure we know that. So with that being said, let's continue talking a little bit more about some other things. And 2024 could prove to be the deadliest year in wild Florida panther is nearly two decades old, with at least 30 deaths so far this year, more than double the number from 2023. State conservatives or conservationists fear the total will surpass 2014's total of 42. The rise in deaths are detrimental to the already critical endangered species, as they are only about 200 living in the state. For what it for what it is worth, they're preying on these big cats. According to Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, more than 75% of death have been attributed to vehicular collisions. By the way, just as for purposes of talking about it, the Florida panther is the official state animal. So just in case you did not know that. So endangered? Yeah, I guess. But I mean, come on. It's a panther. You know, it's not like you want to be hanging out, walking the road and seeing one of those things. What would you do if you hit that thing with a car? I mean, I know you need to call and, you know, take care of all that stuff. But man, yeah, you don't want to hit that and say, oh, you'd be like, oh, let me go check on it. Come on. Seriously, like, come on.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
I'm not trying to be anything, so there you go. Anyways, President of the Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, says that Northern Korean soldiers dispatched to assist in Russia's war of aggression have been confirmed and killed in battle. In the interview of the Japanese outlet Kudo News, Zelensky says that the first wave of troops sent to the front lines have been treated particularly well by the Russians, at least by North Korean standards, for the war to get back to the homeland and encourage even more to sign up to fight. And let's see, on even some grim note, Zelensky called the North Korean troops cannon fodder. Suggesting they're just warm bodies to minimize troops' casualties from Russia's military. This is according to Kyiv Independent. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at it and go, what a crazy time in regards to some of this stuff going on. No doubt there. So, what do you think about this whole thing? I mean, I don't know. Months of January is going to be fun. Let us look at that way. But we're you know, it's only the 3rd of December. So let's have fun with what we have going on. Let's not forget what's happening here. Okay, on the last let's see, culprits who were expected expect porch piracy case, the delivery driver who delivered the package in the first place. A Massachusetts couple say that the doorbell camera shows that Amazon driver is setting down packages, taking photos to confirm the delivery with the app, and then waiting for a few seconds for cars in the background to pass, and then picking up the boxes right back and returning them to their vehicle. Now, word yet whether Amazon has intervened on the driver has been axed. So I don't know. There's some stuff readily available for by the Boston in regards. In regards of information that's readily available for it. So I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of what is going on with Amazon packages that, you know, this seems to be such a popular thing to occur. because we talk about this more and more in regards of what's going on. But, I mean, that's hardcore when you're sitting down a package and then saying, hey, screw it. I'm just going to take the same one. But whatever. It's kind of a weird thing. This time of the year gets so strange in regards to what people start doing in regards to taking packages and all that kind of stuff. But I think that we talk about this all the time. I look at it from the standpoint of going, how weird sometimes life can be when it comes to some of these things. Anyways, take a listen to this. Oxford Dictionary word of the year is brain rot. Yeah, brain rot. The term describes an individual's deteriorating mental state as a result of endlessly reading social media and feeds into the internet content of their handheld supercomputer. Oxford's other contenders for word of the year included slop, dynamic pricing, romanticy, and lore. But the panel of 37 somewhat voters chose the winner via OUB. Word noting, while the term's appropriate in the context of modern internet consumption, it is recorded and published to use in the book Walden by Henry David. In the work conclusion, after elaborating on a notion to solitude and aloneness, he asks, while in England endeavors to cure the potato rot will not only endeavor in brain rot, which prevails so much more wildly and fatally. So there you go. A book that already had the stuff inside of it ahead of time. So there you go. There you go. What else is going on? Let's talk about the sick bay real quick. You might want to hear about this. Or you might not, but let's talk about it anyways. Harvey Weinstein is in the hospital after an alarming blood test, as described by his lawyers. Prison officials transported Weinstein from Rikers Island to Bellevue Hospital for treatment on Monday. Weinstein is waiting for a new trial connected to the sexual assault allegation. He previously undergone emergency heart surgery and also is receiving treatment for leukemia. So it sounds like it's all over the place. As we are talking there. So there you go. So we'll see what ends up happening, because one never knows. That's the case for sure. Let's talk about the Dow, because some people will care about knowing that stuff. So let's do that. The Dow lost about 128 points to close at 44,782 on Monday. The S&P increased by 14 points to close at 6,047. And the NASDAQ increased by 185 points to close at 19,403. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.04 on Monday. And Bitcoin fell on Monday, down 1.7%, trading just around $95,500. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $541 million jackpot, or a $257.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity of doing so. So there you go. Some stuff to think about for sure as we are going through all of the information. So let's talk about it. Another day, another Diddy lawsuit. Fashion designer Brenna Bana Bunglorian claims that she was molested by Sean Combs at one of his freak-off parties back in 2016. She also alleges that he dangled her over a 17th floor balcony in a fit of rage, hearing her scream. Combs' then-girlfriend Cassie came in and rescued her. Cassie referenced the incident in her lawsuit, calling it one of the music mogul's many abuses throughout their relationships. Brianna is suing Combs for $10 million. That's $10 million. So there you go. A lot of stuff there, for sure. Take a listen to this. George Clooney feels like he was made the scapegoat following Kamala Harris's election loss after putting his support behind her over Joe Biden's at the insistence of former President Barack Obama. An insider tells Radar Online that Clooney is furious with Obama for disappearing after the election disaster and leaving him holding the bag for pushing the plan with his Hollywood pals. Remember, Clooney posted an op-ed in July expressing concerns about Biden's mental acuity, noting that the Democratic Party would not win in November with the president. Less than 2 weeks later, Biden dropped out of the race. It's been crickets from Obama ever since. This is according to Radar Online. So what do you think? I thought we were trying to get away from politics in regards to talking about them. I mean, at least not until January. But then again, you know, we had the pardoning thing over the weekend and all this other stuff. So who knows? Who knows? Anyway, take a listen to this. Britney Spears is officially single woman again. As of Monday, which was her 43rd birthday, the pop princess divorce was finalized. Let's see, her former husband Sam filed for divorce in August of 2023 after only 14 months of marriage. Thanks to a prenup, he was left with virtually nothing, though Spears did pay for his rent for a while. I guess that was nice of her. Where was he living afterwards? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking the question, man. I don't know. It's kind of gets weird. Okay, take a listen to this. Moana 2 grossed $221 million at the domestic box office over the weekend, setting a new record for a five-day holiday frame. The previous record was back in 2019, Frozen. Yeah, Frozen had $125 million. So think about the difference there. The Disney flick also made the biggest five-day debut in history, surpassing Universal's The Super Mario Brothers movie that had $205.6 million. That's according to Variety, if you wanted to know that stuff. So there you go. What do you think? I mean, some people were really waiting around expecting that. What was it, like a seven-year delay from the time that the original came out to the sequel? I mean, I'm just asking because, listen, some people really love that stuff. I will tell you, I have already went to see it. This is what happens when you have kids. And I think that the biggest complaint out of the whole thing, graphically it's beautiful, is that it did not have the same songwriter that it had for the first one, which was the guy that did Hamilton. And of course, you're going to ask me for the name, and I'm not going to remember, though, because he's out there doing the Mufasa movie. So that's why he didn't return to Moana. I mean, and if you're into the music stuff, hey, good for you. But, you know, there seemed to be a lot of more unholy passion. I mean, I'm sorry, a lot more passion during the first one. I'm just saying, but it's not a bad movie. I mean, if you're into that stuff. So there you go. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. And you know what we need to do? Well, we need to talk about our main story. So why don't we go ahead and just do that right now? It sounds like a good plan. Like, seriously, a good plan. What's the main story? I always love when I hit these buttons and then they go, oh, yeah, I don't want to work today after I've been working for the hot minute. Maybe it's too cold here. Who knows?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some of this stuff because, listen, it is always the utter craziness after coming back from an extended time. And I know yesterday I did some videos and we talked a little bit about stuff related to roller coasters. But let's talk about the important thing here. I mean, that was important, but let's talk about the important thing about getting back to work. And for the people that were gone for the last few days, because, hey, it was a holiday and we're about to go into some more holidays here in a couple of weeks. People get back and they're not into it because let's kind of talk about this real quick. You're either playing catch up in the month of December or it's a wash. And what do I mean by playing catch up? If your physical year from a business perspective ends in December, you know that you're doing everything to get those books closed and trying to get everything ready. That way you're not doing half of that shit when you get into 2025. But if it's not, then it's kind of a wash month because people are looking at what party is going on, what's the next step, who's going on vacation, who's not going to be around. And I'm not saying that people overall, and guilty as charged, by the way, meaning me, when I used to work in corporate America, I look at it that people will do some strange things because you're looking around trying to see what's going on. You know, taking the flavor for the room. And I will tell you, I worked at an organization, one of the last organizations that I worked at, repeating letter three times, that would do something very weird. It wasn't a Christmas bonus. It was a bonus that they handed out in the month of December. And it was a discrepancy, or not discrepancy, but, you know, at their leisure on however they wanted to, or they wanted to hand those things out. And people would sit around and wait. And wanting to see who was going to get them and who wasn't. And it was always interesting to me as I took a look around as people were talking on who a discretionary bonus, the on who would get them and who wouldn't. And it was always an interesting aspect because if you were not in operations in this organization, you weren't getting it. Like, automatically, you could already say that you could sit back and say it wasn't going to happen. So what's going on then? So now all of a sudden you're looking at a lot of these things and saying, okay, what am I going to do? Why am I caring? And what am I doing overall because I didn't get it, besides whining? I looked at it from the standpoint of this. Guess what I'm not focusing on? What I need to be doing for my job. So trying to keep people engaged in the month of December, I think, is one of the hardest things to do when it comes to focusing on work. So as you look at this, what are the techniques and strategies that you have used in the month of December? Because, listen, there is so much going on in regard to that timeline. So what would you do differently, or what would you do, period, in regards to getting the things to work? Now, I have seen people do what they call the safety blitz, which means that they hang out in a parking lot at your workplace, of course, not just some random parking lot. But you hang out in the parking lot of your workplace, and you're handing out stuff that have references safety. Some people have handed out cookies in those safety blitz, bottles of water, protein bars, you name it, and they've done it to see if they can get attention on when people are coming in or leaving. Now, the problem is, depending on where you work, it can be dark first thing in the morning or last thing in the afternoon. So you have to make your pick. Or you can do the blitz inside of the office itself. Some people even have went as far of doing their fire alarm things, like their testing of it, and then turning in that into a safety blitz. I don't know if that's the best recommendation because now you're combining a whole bunch of stuff at one time, but it's entirely up to you. So keep that in mind as we are talking. Anyways, I don't know. I just look at it from the standpoint of, what is your trick and what do you think works best? Leave some notes there in the comments because it's always a good time to hear what people have to say about what they are doing.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the law site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining, blockchain,
the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I never want this to end. It's okay, cause you're worth the risk. Falling in love never felt like this.
Okay, here we go. Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour.
And I see glimpses.
Yep, yep.
Of the future.
That right there that you hear playing is a band called Pacific. With WYAF.
True love is so hard.
Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. You know, a plethora of places to go to. So there you go. So we would like to thank Pacific for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, I want to be with you all forever. So there you go. Yep, let's get back into the move and the groove of things going on inside of our world, though, because it's always important to talk about. So let's talk about this, because I think that this is going to be important. And this is going to probably be the most important thing that I ever share in my lifetime with you. And that's about my friends at Detroit Love on Our Arms. And let me explain this, because some people go, well, why are you talking about this? Well, we talk about mental health all the time because I think it's so important, because it's a subject that most people don't want to touch. And I bring it up because I think it's so important. It's okay not to be okay. And some people have a hard time understanding that, because not everything in the world is perfect. I mean, you can hang out here on virtually any social media and some people will tell you how perfect the world is, and that's not reality. It's like, hey, I want to show you that I live this perfect life, and I don't. And that's what we kind of hold our standards to. So as you look at this and think about mental health, understand that things are not perfect. And there's techniques and there's things that are available out there for you to look at and go, this might work for me. This might not work for me. So there's a number of different things to do. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about my friends at TWLOHA.com. Those are my friends at To Write Love Under Arms. You can go to their website, TWLOHA.com, and click on the section this time that says self-care. Once you do that, you're going to see all kinds of stuff there. We all have mental health issues, is what it's going to say. But we all don't start with the same skills or support needed to maintain it. Start building your mental health resiliency today through an introductory mental health toolkit. And once you get there, there is a toolkit of all kinds of information of things you can do. How you can support your basic mental health. How you can take a look at healing, recovering, and doing all the things possible. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff there. And during this time of the year, it's mostly really difficult for some people because of the holidays. So, TWLOHA.com, and click on the section this time related to mental health. It's the mental health toolkit that you can find there at To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Let's continue talking a little bit about some things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because, hey, that is kind of what we do around here. We talk about a little bit about everything because that's what we do. So if you're a California king size bed just isn't big enough for you, don't lose sleep over it. The Alaska might be the best thing for you. Available now, the Alaskan King mattress, also known as the Alberta King, which measures the enormous 9 feet by 9 feet, are said to be becoming increasingly popular with pro athletes, especially NBA players. To properly understand how much floor space you'll need to fit one of those monstrosities into your bedroom, imagine 2 full-size beds jammed together, then add another 28 inches. The Alaskan King said they're large enough and comfortable to accommodate 4 adults. Although the mega mattress companies advertises for co-sleeping with children and pets, people lying down on the Alaskan said that they appear nearly comically tiny. And basically, it's because they usually are custom made to sell for upwards of close to $5,000 US. And they're definitely a niche product, mainly to higher income buyers. So there you go. You get your daily steps in by making the bed, and I couldn't even afford the linen for one of those things. Just keep that in mind. And yes, I think I saw some people using one of those on a movie once or so. So there you go. I don't know. I look at it and go, That is a monstrosity of a bed if you're talking a 9x9. So there you go. If you go looking for it, what is it going to cost you, and are you willing to pay it? Because that's going to be the other side of the equation. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life? Because I think that that's going to be important, because he's always trying to bring us some motivation. So let's do that right now. Seriously.
The Motivation Minute is brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Monica. Bob May, the writer of the story Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a brother-in-law, Johnny, who was a successful songwriter. Johnny Marks set the uplifting story to music. The song was pitched to Bing Crosby, but he didn't like it. It was then sent to dozens of other singers, who all turned the Little Deer song down. Finally, Marks approached Gene Autry. The Cowboy star had recently scored a hit with Here Comes Santa Claus. Like all the others, Autry was not impressed, but his wife loved the story. She was touched by the line they wouldn't let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. So she insisted her husband record the tune. Well, within a few years, it became the second best-selling Christmas song of all time.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When dealing with life, you need to know the rules. Number one, don't give up too soon. Never put a period where God has only placed a comma. Two, don't beat a dead horse. When God inserts a period, it's time to move on. When he said old things have passed away, it's time to let go. Number three, don't demand an explanation. Throw out your why questions. Trust him, even when you cannot understand why things worked out the way they did. Philippians 4 says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, help us to trust you, even if you never tell us why things turned out the way they did. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Vietnamese property tycoon Trong Mai Lan has lost an appeal against her death sentence. She was convicted earlier this year of masterminding the world's biggest known bank fraud worth billions of dollars. Vietnamese law says she would need to pay back 75% of what she embezzled to see her death sentence reduced to life imprisonment. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain doesn't have to choose between the European Union and United States. The Prime Minister's delivered a major foreign policy speech to push back against claims the UK will need to pick sides if Donald Trump's administration begins a trade war.
The national interest demands that we work with both. Our relationship with the United States has been the cornerstone of our security and our prosperity for over a century. And we will never turn away from that.
Keir Starmer praised his own relationship with President-elect Donald Trump, and he also insisted the UK will continue to support Ukraine so it can be in the best position possible if there are peace talks with Moscow. A judge in the US state of Delaware has reaffirmed her decision to rescind Elon Musk's stock option compensation package from his company Tesla. Judge Kathleen McCormick ruled the deal was tainted by insufficient transparency and the high-profile CEO's influence over the board. Ira Spitzer reports.
The judge's latest ruling criticized Tesla for providing material misstatements to shareholders and dismissed arguments from Elon Musk's lawyers as unsupported by precedent. The controversial pay package, tied to ambitious performance milestones, was initially approved in 2018. At that time, the stock options were worth more than $50 billion, but are now worth more than $100 billion due to the electric vehicle maker's market performance. The decision leaves Tesla grappling with how to compensate the world's richest man and ally of President-elect Donald Trump while still managing shareholder costs.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan is now facing charges related to murder in addition to the over 100 corruption cases he's fighting from jail. Khan has now been linked to the death of a paramilitary officer who was killed during last week's protests, where tens of thousands of supporters of the former prime minister clashed with security teams. Hira Mustafa reports from Islamabad.
Authorities allege that Khan and his party's leadership incited their supporters to target security teams and vandalize government buildings last week. They claim an overspeeding vehicle targeted security teams during the protests with an intention to kill the soldiers. With this new case, the former prime minister becomes only the second in Pakistan's history to be charged with murder. In 1974, former prime minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was implicated in a murder case and later hanged to death. Imran Khan's party says the latest case is an attack on Pakistan's democratic identity.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Okay, gotcha. Love you some autocorrect. That is for sure. Currently 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about this. Back on this date in 1989, President George H.W. Bush and Soviet... Prime Minister. Is it a Prime Minister? Or I don't know. Anyways, Mikhail Gorbachev issued a separate statement following the summit of Malta that suggested the Cold War is coming to an official close. Following the years of work with Ronald Reagan, it was up to Bush to seal the deal. The president accredited freedom reform across the Soviet Empire and bringing the two nations closer together. So there you go. That happened back in 1989, so just so you know. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays going on today. Little Baby turns 30. JT Austin turns 30 as well. Zech turns 31. Amanda Seyfried turns 39. Andy Grammer turns 41. Gina DeWan turns 44. Tiffany Haddish turns 45. Trina turns 48. Holly Mary Combs turns 51. Montel Jordan turns 56. Brandon Fraser also turns 56 today. Julianne Moore, 64. And Ozzy Osbourne turns 76 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, let's Hug Day, World Trick Shot Day, Make a Gift Day, National Green Bean Casserole Day. I'm so sorry for that. National Roof Over Your Head Day, International Disability Day, and National Day of Giving. So there you go. Some things to celebrate. Also, if you're looking for a random joke for today, I got one of those for you. Shopping is an art, and I'm an artist. Respect, please. So there you go. Also, if you need a phone starter, try this. What invention doesn't get a lot of love, but has it greatly improved the world? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey of kids ages between 5 and 8 were asked, who in the family do you think deserves Christmas presents the most? The number one answer was mom. What was number two? Number two was myself. So there you go. It's an interesting thought. That is for sure. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me in regards to doing the stuff that we get to do. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over exclusively to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't want to and you want to hang out on Safety FM, you can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Think about that. It'll take you to places you did not expect. That is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are. And you know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.